Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a positive start this morning, albeit only a modest one, it must be said. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 will be up by around 0.2% when we kick off. So that's a shadow of what it was at its best levels of the overnight session when it was up by around 1.4%. So I suppose that in itself encapsulates so much of what we will talk about in terms of what happened overnight. US markets, again, they finished higher, but were well off the best levels of the overnight session. What we saw last night was much better than expected inflation numbers. We saw stocks shoot higher in price, but within that, there was a rejection of higher prices. So we'll get to that in a moment. But in terms of the catalyst for all of that, it was the much better than expected reading that we saw for November inflation. So we had been talking a lot about that in anticipation of these numbers. A lot of moving parts to dissect. So in the interest of just making it easy on the listener, the underlying rate of inflation showed an encouraging moderation over the course of the last month, moderating from 6.3% to 6.1%. That was a better than expected outcome. And what we have seen in a range of jurisdictions in recent times is precisely that, a moderation in the core rate of inflation. And it's happened in a relatively short space of time. So we've gone from levels of around 6.7% when it comes to US underlying inflation to around 6.1%. Now, that is that floor that we have seen for inflation in recent months, over the course of the last 12 months. And that is encouraging. But what we need to know now, and what the markets are hoping for, is that that rate will continue to move lower over the early part of next year. Whether it does is the big challenge. But what this dynamic does is it creates the opportunity for central banks to be less aggressive when it comes to hiking interest rates. And that's important because now the equation has swung more towards the growth side of things rather than being concerned about inflation. This is a nuance that has really only eventuated over the course of the last couple of weeks. And that is why we have seen that rejection of that 4,100 level as far as the S&P 500 is concerned last night. It's happened a couple of times thereabouts. So tonight, it'll be quite important to see that 0.5% rate hike from the US Fed that the market's expecting. There's room for them to hike more. If they do, then that would likely be a disappointment. If they do the 0.5% as many as is expected, then you could reasonably say that you'll see a range being occupied by the S&P 500 until investors can satisfy themselves a little bit more that the growth picture is holding together, and indeed the earnings picture is hanging together. So it makes the reporting season at the beginning of next year very important as far as the US is concerned and establishing that foundation for the next 12 months. But what we saw elsewhere was the long and short term interest rate markets moving saw a decent rally. A two-year treasury note was down by 17 basis points, a 10-year treasury note down by 10 basis points. So interest rate markets reassured by that continued moderation when it comes to inflation. And what that drop in rates did was put the skids under the US dollar. So it fell by about 1% in terms of the US dollar index. That saw the Aussie dollar rally by about 1 cent. But that drop in the US dollar was also supportive across the board when it came to commodity prices. In addition to that, oil prices up by 3%. The Keystone pipeline, which has been a problem because of that spillage, has been more challenging to contain. So it remains offline, and that has been a factor supporting oil prices. So having seen double-digit declines last week, it's actually had a pretty decent recovery over the course of the last couple of days. Gold prices were up by around 2%. So the next couple of days, take your pick in terms of what's going to be some areas to focus on. We've got key economic news out of China. We've got our own unemployment figures tomorrow. We've got a European Central Bank decision, a Bank of England Central Bank decision. We have got the US Fed, of course. So this back end of the week is crammed full of risk hurdles. So you reasonably expect a bit of volatility. So something to keep your eye on as far as the next couple of days are concerned. Elsewhere, as I said, the Aussie dollar putting on about 1 cent against the greenback thanks to that inflation report. So the Aussie dollar is trading around 68.5 US cents.